Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. And we're back.
We are, and it is hour number three of this live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. The telephone number 603-283-6160. We've still got a grip of callers on hold. If you're having trouble getting through, just keep trying. 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain,
Big Kahuna,
Steve Classic.
And it's getting real close. ForkFest 2022 is nearly upon us. You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 27th through July 3rd for the 6th annual ForkFest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which sold out for the first time in 2021. ForkFest takes place the week after ForkFest, but ForkFest is decentralized, and that means there's no ticket cost, and no one is in charge. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 27th through July 3rd. I can't think of a better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving people here in New Hampshire. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party, where you can connect with other attendees. You can find the ForkFest Telegram and the Matrix chat rooms as well. Again, forkfest.party. We hope to see you there, forkfest.party. All right. We're talking about all sorts of fun stuff. The last caller we had, I thought was pretty good. He had some pretty valid points.
Yeah.
Did you guys have anything more before we go back to the phones?
Nothing from me.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, then let's
the captain continues.
Let's continue on. Let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you come to judge. You come to judge.
Where's the judge that he's, you know, where's he coming from?
Well, he's an Albuquerque man, that Tommy Jewell man, the one that's married to Angela Jewell, you know, the one that trafficked my children.
Does this have something to do with
and Monica Zamora?
Yeah, and Monica Zamora, yeah. And our
John J. Romero, John J. Romero Jr., judge. Yeah,
Okay.
Yeah, so anyway, before the brown judges trafficked my children, the black judges trafficked my children way before the brown judges trafficked my children. But y'all don't know nothing about that yet because I've been all busy talking about the brown judges. So now we can talk about the black judges, you know, Tommy Jewell and Angela Jewell, because they both judges. They married each other. You know, they both went to UNM Law School. There's a pattern there, too, man.
Hey, David, can I just ask you to, I don't know if you're yelling into the phone. There's some crackling going on at the top of, you know. You just,
man, we all yelling in this hood all the time, man. We just can't help it, man.
Maybe hold the phone a little further away from your face then while you're yelling.
It's all the way at the end of my arm now. I'll try growing some longer arms before my next call.
All right, that sounds good.
At the end of the, yeah, okay, man. All right, so 3 feet, got a 3 foot rule going on here.
Oh, it's like COVID, social distancing.
Yeah, man. I'd do 6 feet for you, but I don't. But I'm just a white boy. I ain't good at basketball. I ain't got them long old arms, you know. So I can't do it. Yeah.
All right.
So,
did you have a topic? What were you calling about?
Yeah, well, that is the topic. The brown judges trafficked my children, the M. Monica Zamora and the John J. Romero Jr. But before the brown judges trafficked my children, the black judges trafficked my children, the Tommy and Angela Jewell. So that's what I was telling. You know the one that got all up in my grill at the black barbershop when I went there to get my white hair cut?
No.
Remember that, right?
No.
Yeah, well, okay, well, anyway, Tommy Jewell, he got up in my face. He got up in my grill. He put his head about a foot from my face when I asked him about his wife trafficking my children when I ran into him at the black barbershop. So that's the one. You know, the one that's the ninth degree or 33rd degree black belt.
Hey, David, poor job. Very poor. Yes, poor impersonation. Thank you for the call. He's been on sort of a racist tinge.
Boy,
recently.
If you ever want to throw the emergency brakes on a good time,
just take a call from David in New Mexico.
Hostility.
Let's try and, like the government does, sweep that under the rug.
Let's restart the karma.
Yeah. Let's go to Major Payne in Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. Thanks for taking my call. I'm always happy to hear David. I mean, he's just really off the wall, and he lives in our state. But anyways, I just want to...
Do you know him?
Well, I've only heard him on the radio show. I've never met him. I know quite a bit of his life.
Okay.
From calling in all the time, and I know about his kids that he's missing. So, but... Anyways, I wanted to expose Albuquerque corruption of the this company was supposed to remodel the airport, where the waiting areas or something. They got this contract, and they know the company's name, but they dragged out they dragged it out longer than what it's supposed to, and they overcharged, and they're being audited. And all this happened with Mayor Berry's administration. Mayor Berry is the one that took out all of our red light cameras, by the way.
Okay.
And that's how he got elected. So that, you know, they'll do anything and say anything. And what's amazing is that Mayor Berry, he was a contractor before he ran for mayor. I mean, what is an odd... You know, flop over.
Well, usually, if somebody was a contractor and then they get into politics and become a politician, they then use their position of power to curry favor and, you know, give contracts to, like, their contractor friends and that type of thing. That's generally how it goes.
Oh, yeah. I definitely knew that was coming up. So, I mean, he did everything... 3 months before he got reelected and pulled out all the red light cameras, didn't care how many people got killed, and everybody was thinking.
Wait.
You talk about red light cameras being removed like it's a bad thing.
Yeah, how do people die from red light cameras being removed?
Well, the thing is the red light cameras was also another con job to get reelected. What he said was, I'll do a thorough study before he got reelected, and he dumped it onto the voters. And then once they found out there were 3,000 more people that voted against the red light cameras, the voters, he just did whatever which way the wind blew that was going to get the votes to get him reelected.
Oh, wow. We've never heard of this happening in politics.
Yeah, it's like in the state of Connecticut. They magically withheld the 25-cent state gas tax, and it's an election year, right?
Right.
Yeah, this happens all the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then we were figuring out that all of his buddies were going to get all the contracts. And what I hear is that once they leave the offices, that's when they make the real money. Because those people got hooked up, they'll turn around and give him jobs.
Yep. Hey, Sarah, thanks for the call. And keep looking into that stuff, because you're going to find that that happens far more frequently, and you'll find that far more things happen than what you're describing. Keep on keeping on. We appreciate the call. Let's go right away to Major Payne. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Captain. I got a couple besides the old chicken kicking thing.
What's the chicken kicking thing?
Yeah, I got an update from the Brito Supreme Court, and I also wanted to touch on one of your earlier callers. You guys were bickering over 2.71% or 3% of the population it takes to overthrow the government.
For activism to be effective.
Well, it took 3% of the population to overthrow Britain in the Revolutionary War, I guess is my point.
Okay.
And
it wasn't 2.71?
It was not 2.71.
All right, just checking.
But, anyway, the first time that the military was sicked upon the populace on this continent was over marijuana.
Marijuana? The devil's lettuce?
Yes, the devil's lettuce.
These
were big, tall indica plants. They wanted long fibers for making ropes and sails and such.
Just one marijuana and your children will be addicted instantly.
Oh, I know. It's the weed with the devil's roots in hell. I remember the poster well. But
hey, Major, can you hang on?
Sure.
All right, we'll bring you back. Stand by. 603-283-6160. Don't let your children do even one marijuana.
No.
They could overdose and potentially die. This is sarcasm, by the way. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do. Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
And we're back.
We are.
telephone number if you would like to weigh in on anything we've been talking about tonight. We talk about all sorts of fun stuff, including officers found at fault for failing to stop another cop from beating an innocent teen. We've talked about how the free market could replace police and do it better and for a more reasonable price with more choice. Whoa, what a concept.
Pro-choice. Police.
We've talked about what is life? When does life begin? There's a whole bunch of opinions on that. We've had more opinions on abortion. We've talked about showing resistance through activism. We've had David in New Mexico harsh our buzz a little bit. And so we're here. Let's go back to the phones because we were talking with Major Payne, who called about, well, something. I know you were going to talk about kicking chickens, but I'm not sure what you really called about.
Well, that was just a joke I was going to open with.
Okay, well, go ahead. You can open with it now.
All right. Well, you guys were talking about kicking chickens. Well, you never want to kick a chicken because chickens are considered foul, correct?
Foul. Oh, boy.
Every time you kick a chicken, he will fly foul.
That's it.
I don't, is neither that fair nor foul?
Okay, so hang on. There's this thing in the world known as a dad joke, right? Now, that's worse than a dad joke. So,
well, I'm a grandpa.
Okay, so granddad joke?
Granddad jokes, yeah.
I'm fixing to be a great-grandpa.
That's a fitting description. It's a great granddad joke.
Right.
I tell you what, Captain, you disclosed your age the other night on the radio. You guys ought to open up an office pool. How old is Major? I'll give you the first clue.
Okay, wait. No, I want to guess. Hang on. Before you give us any clues,
over under.
Let's just guess. I'm going to say Major Payne is 67 years old. Kahuna?
I'm going to say
nope.
81.
Oh, I was going to say 81. I'll take 82.
Oh, goodness gravy, where are my teeth? No, you're all way foul, like kicking.
All right, how old are you?
No, you guys need to open up an office pool. You can make money on it.
I'll have to get squares, you know.
We were thinking actually of opening a combination.
I'm going to give you the first hint right now. Right. I was born 100 years after peace was made at the courthouse. Bang.
I don't know. I'm as old as the Super Bowl.
Anyway, we was talking about the first time that war was waged upon the citizenry, and that was over marijuana pot. King George wanted the farmers to grow hemp, and there was more profit in tobacco.
Right.
So, and then about, my mind's working right, about 75 years after that, there was the Whiskey Rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
The Highlanders had moved over to the Appalachians, and they discovered that they could put 7 bushels of corn into a whiskey jug and take it out over on the ass of a jack, or the jack of an ass, as it were.
Okay.
But anyway, as far as the Burrito Supreme Court, there was a decision, last couple of days here, that there was some Catholic or Christian organization that wanted to fly a flag on a pole about the whole birthright thing. Well, the Burrito Supreme Court, said that, well, this is not a government-sanctioned poll, so they can fly whatever the frick they want. Well, now the Church of Satan or some such thing has filed for a suit where they want to be able to fly their flag, a couple of them, one of them picturing baby dismemberment.
I'll talk to Ari about that. Maybe she knows something.
That's just wrong, dude.
Yeah, are you familiar with a comedian named Doug Stanhope?
No, sir.
All right, so he did this thing where there was a person leaving these flyers that were, you know, against child porn and, you know, abortion and, you know, all these kinds of things on people's cars underneath their windshield wipers or whatever. And it happened when he was getting out of his gig or whatever. And on the back of it was the picture of, like, you know, the scan of, like, a woman pregnant with the, you know, the embryo inside of her or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And so this guy apparently was just like a local guy who felt strongly about his position and made these flyers. But he put his actual phone number on these flyers of the guy. And so Doug Stanhope called him up, and he did this like sort of reverse psychology thing on him. He's like, how dare you put a naked fetus on your flyer? You have committed the most heinous child porn that anybody... Right, so he reversed the thing on the guy, and it was hilarious. Anything else, Major?
No. Right. I wouldn't want to wake up with that dude's phone number, I'll tell you that.
Thanks for the call, Major. We appreciate it. We've been having a lot of fun. However, the topic we left off on, not so fun, and that is this article from the Free Thought Project where a 10-year-old girl had called 911 to report to police that her dad was sexually assaulting her. Her dad happens to be a Chicago cop. He was arrested and initially charged with a heinous felony, but after spending several hours in jail, he would be released on zero bail with new charges of domestic battery, merely a misdemeanor.
I'm surprised he didn't just get a parking ticket.
Or, right? No, it's fine. Ugh. You're a police officer. It's fine.
Give you a warning.
It's cool. You're protecting and serving. You do right. Whatever you
qualified
want.
Qualified immunity. Yeah.
Though body-worn camera footage was mentioned in the original report, a month later, and officials began claiming that there is no body camera footage. Only after attempting to hide it the first time, the video would finally be turned over to the assistant state attorney's office of Thomas Frank. Never trust a man with two first names.
Unless his name is Ron Paul. That's the only caveat I say.
You can listen to Ron Paul. Trusting him?
Trusting him. All right. Okay.
So anyway, it took a second subpoena to get this camera footage, this body cam. The Times reports that after the girl called 911, she told investigators her father kissed her cheek and lips and told her, quote, he wanted more, while sucking her tongue, according to the arrest report and a charging document.
I mean, a father would actually do that to their kid. I mean, is it a stepchild, maybe?
I
how old was the girl? 10?
10.
Really?
The remaining details have been sealed because, quote, release of the victim's statements to the public could be disturbing for the victim and cause the victim to relive the traumatizing experience, unquote.
Probably bad for the police as well.
Minor details. That's how state is safe for the police. Yes. Yes. They say, oh, we're trying to protect the victim. And when they're really protecting themselves, their own cops.
Right.
Court records show the officer was initially ordered to surrender his firearm and stay away from his daughter, but less than a week later, the order was amended, allowing him to visit and potentially threaten or re-victimize his alleged victim. A hearing on the case's status has been set for June 1st. 603-283-6160, if you want to weigh in on this horrendous story. This is Free Thought Live.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is grappling with inflation and record high prices at the pump. while still helping out Ukraine as Russia continues to invade the country. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky recently blocked efforts to send an additional $40 billion to Ukraine. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty reminds everyone,
we want to see them win, but pumping more aid into that country when we're not taking care of our own country, the best thing that Biden could do is stop the war that he's waged on American industry. That would lower prices overall. That would take the funding away from Putin's war machine against Ukraine. It would make our economy do better here.
Authorities in Buffalo say they're moving quickly to prosecute an 18-year-old man accused of murdering 10 people in a grocery store. Erie County DA John Flynn saying a hearing for the suspect will be held in 5 days. And you're listening to USA Radio News. A nationwide shortage of baby formula has many parents struggling to find food for their infants. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn weighs in on legislation she has introduced with New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez that aims to establish a national database on manufacturing when it comes to supply chains, with the goal of averting future supply chain disruptions.
And this is a part of the Manufacturers Extension Program that would put in place a database so that manufacturers know what products, components are available, where they are, where the glitches are in the supply chain, and help our domestic manufacturers do a better job.
New York Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul is calling out flaws in gun control laws between states following Saturday's deadly mass shooting in Buffalo. Hochul saying investigators believe the shooter enhanced an AR-15 rifle legally purchased in New York. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. If you have missed any part of tonight's show thus far, or any of the other shows, we're here 7 nights a week, you can find all of them at freetalklive.com in the archive section. So, you know, I know when I was living on the West Coast, I was working like a 8-to-5 type job, and I wouldn't get home until, you know, the show was an hour or so into it, so I'd always miss the first hour. But I would use the archive to catch up and, you know, oh, what did I miss? And who's like, oh, I came in halfway on this call or this topic, you know, kind of a thing. So it works out. So freetalklive.com. Check out the archives there. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
Big Kahuna,
and Steve Classic.
I think we're just going to, I don't want to call it the lightning round, but we'll call it the speed round. We're just going to mention some things because we have tons of topics to talk about. This is from Reason.com. The IRS stole money and hid the details for years. As law enforcement agencies patrol for profit, the secrecy surrounding cash seizures must stop. You guys are probably wondering, okay, well, what is this about? The Internal Revenue Service demands transparency for you and me, of course. They open ledgers, snoop through bank accounts, review receipts, but its appetite for disclosure disappears when the roles reverse. The IRS stonewalled for more than six years when our public interest law firm, the Institute for Justice, sought access to the agency's forfeiture database. Initially, the IRS wanted a $750,000 fee before it would accommodate the request, an unreasonable demand that would render the Freedom of Information Act useless for all but the wealthiest citizens.
Jeez. I'd pay the $750K because they probably got $200, $300 million, more than that.
The point is that if it supposedly is a public agency.
Well, yeah, you shouldn't have to pay for it.
And anybody who's dealt with agencies, especially the IRS.
Theirs.
Right. Yeah.
We need a fee.
You didn't sign the right paperwork. It's sitting on somebody's desk.
Yeah.
I mean, the excuses and the red tape is just.
It'll keep you going in circles.
Yeah, until most people give up. I mean, that's the reality of it.
Once in court, the IRS attempted a bait and switch. Rather than provide the actual data, it released a summary of the report that was 99% redacted, which means crossed out with, like, black marker. It then declared that it had gone above and beyond the legal requirements. The ruse worked at the district court level, but the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit ruled against the agency in 2019. After a second trip to the district court, the IRS finally coughed up the full database in April of 2022.
So how long did that take?
6 years. Can you imagine? Now, how long do you think if the IRS was asking you for, you know, all of your records and your bank and your tax filings and all that, you know, how long do you think they'd wait 6 years?
You have until Friday.
They usually want it immediately, if not sooner.
You got
1 week to get it to us.
Right. For those of you not familiar, why I say theirs, the, and then IRS, IRS. If you put them together, it spells theirs.
Theirs report.
Sounds about right.
Something I wanted to get to yesterday but wasn't able to. Germany has announced, they announced it, and then some people are like, well, wait, what does that really mean? And they asked Germany, this is the politicians now in Germany, so take it for what it's worth, but they asked them to clarify what it means, and they have done so. Germany says no taxes, capital gains specifically, no taxes for selling Bitcoin, BTC, and Ethereum, ETH, if you've held it for over a year.
And what about your Shiba Inu?
And your Shiba, out of luck.
What about your Dogecoin?
Germany's finance ministry said private individuals won't have to pay taxes when selling BTC or ETH if they have held the assets for more than a year. Germany's Ministry of Finance published a letter focused on the income tax treatment of digital assets, such as Bitcoin and Ethereum. So maybe it covers all of the digital assets, I don't know. After collaborating with the highest tax authorities of the federal states, the lawmakers decided to make the sale of Bitcoin and Ethereum tax-free if those assets were held for over 12 months. The policy will apply even if the cryptocurrencies have been employed for staking or lending.
I'm very surprised by that.
Me too.
I thought Shanghai just said that Bitcoin is digital property. It's not a currency. That's, I don't know. Everyone's all up in arms. Like, what is it? I don't know.
Yeah. interestingly enough, the Crypto 6 case, which if you're unfamiliar with, you can find out more at thecrypto6.com. That's thecrypto6.com. Interestingly, in that case, it may come about the disagreement between the federal government and the New Hampshire government as to what cryptocurrency actually is.
Right, it's a computing platform, isn't it? Or it's computing power?
New Hampshire recognizes it as, in my opinion, the correct way is what it is, which is computer code.
Right.
And computer code is speech. And so in New Hampshire, cryptocurrency is speech and thus regulated as freedom of speech, whereas the federal government recognizes it as an asset,
right?
A commodity, if you will. And so it's possible that these two things, you know, come to a head with the Crypto 6 case.
End up in the Supreme Court, maybe.
We'll see. But, like, there will be some precedent set, I think, by the time all is said
and done.
But if
it's speech, how could the federal government go against speech?
How can they tax speech?
You can't tax speech, can you?
I've never heard of speech.
We'll find out.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, if anybody can do it, they can do it.
The IRS will take 6 years to figure that out.
They have all the guns, so all you need to do is threaten everybody.
Right.
Also, previously, digital assets used in such activities had to be held for 10 years to be exempt from taxation in Germany. The ministry outlined that this is the first time when the subject has been addressed with a nationwide uniform administrative instruction. The officials vowed to keep dealing with the digital asset taxation policy and eliminate any arising issues. To do so, they will work in close coordination with federal tax authorities and blah, 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 government, this stuff.
Authorities. I love that word. It's like officials.
So, this is close, in my opinion. It's something new that is kind of undefinable, or it meets several definitions because of what it is. It also has the ability to change. I'm talking about cryptocurrencies in general, Bitcoin, any of them,
right?
Because they're code, right? If the folks who are, you know, maintaining the code and making sure that it stays up to date and it stays a working, digital thing, right? If they decide it needs to change in some way, they just go ahead and write more code and make the change. That's how it works. So it's an adaptable thing, which is really going to be interesting when governments start trying to say, oh, you can't do this. Yeah. And they go, oh, well, we'll just write some code around that.
Your Google web browser is a taxable asset.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So we'll see how that all turns out. Speaking of cryptocurrency, the United Arab Emirates, biggest airline, Emirates, is set to use Bitcoin as a payment for flight.
So you can use computer code to fly around the world?
One of the United Arab Emirates' leading airlines, Emirates Airline, said it has plans to add Bitcoin as a payment service. The airline is planning to recruit personnel to create applications that monitor client needs. Reports of the airline's plan to embrace Bitcoin come just a few weeks after it revealed its NFT and metaverse plans. As reported by Bitcoin.com News, the company's goal with the metaverse launch is to ensure the airline is aligned with the UAE's vision for the digital economy.
Wow. That's pretty good. I like that.
Cryptocurrency going mainstream, man. I mean, I don't know how much more mainstream you get than one of the, you know, major airlines.
You can fly to Washington, D.C.
603-283-6160. Coming up, why is it when Mark Cuban says something that I've been saying, he's been hailed as a prophet, but I'm called a conspiracy theorist? This is Free Talk Live.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
And we're back. Final segment of Free Talk Live. It's underway. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. In the studio, it's myself, the captain,
Big Kahuna,
and Steve Classic.
And before we go on with the show, I want to take a minute to say thank you to Jack. Jack is a silver level amplifier. What is an amplifier, you might ask? No, it's not a piece of equipment that guitars make sound out of. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. And you can find out all about it over at amps.freetalklive.com. This is a way for you to contribute to our program and help us get on more radio stations. We're currently on somewhere near 200. We could be on 220, 250, 300 is not out of the question. It's all up to you. The money goes, as stated in the title, Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support, to help get us to more listeners. So if you enjoy the hosts, the co-hosts, the topics, the callers, if you find value in what you're listening to, and you want to help us spread the message of liberty, peace, and freedom to more people, consider becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Jack, for your contribution. You are important, and we appreciate you.
You can be in the Steve-topia. In Georgia.
Steve-topia.
Start a new station down there.
Yeah. Hey, Steve-topia, you should be broadcasting us if you're not. We have somebody on hold, but I wanted to just, we teased before going to the break there that Mark Cuban is saying something that I've been saying for a while. And people are like,
you're crazy.
Libertarians, and particularly like early adopters of like cryptocurrency, stuff like that, which we all are, generally have a higher rate of pattern recognition than, say, the average Joe. And I've attributed that to my opinion on cryptocurrency. I've been saying for a long time that cryptocurrency is following almost identically, there are some variations, but it's following the same technological adoption curve that the internet followed. And that we are currently in the, we're probably right around the search engine wars. time of the internet, right? When before Google took over, it was
Netscape,
like Netscape and Dice and Ask Jeeves and all that kind of thing. Yeah. So I've been saying this for a long time. This from Fortune.com, Mark Cuban is reliving the internet boom when he looks to crypto. The, quote, consolidation phase, unquote, is coming, he says. And the consolidation phase, of course, does refer to right around the search engine wars time when everything just started like, oh, and the smaller companies started getting bought up by the bigger companies.
Pets.com went south like Shiba Inu.
The dot bomb happened, right, instead of dot com. Yeah. All of that happened. So I have an article on that, but I want to get to Jack, who's calling from Washington. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
I was going to call about abortion, and then I thought, well, I'm going to say something about Mark Cuban.
All right.
But then I heard what you guys just said about Mark Cuban, and I'm
short
of knowledge.
Well, so let me just say, so I've been saying that, you know, cryptocurrency is following the same tech curve as the internet has. And people are like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about, or you're a conspiracy theorist, or you know, whatever. They're calling me a hack or whatever. Mark Cuban says it, and they're like, oh, this guy is prophetic. He is a seer, you know. And I'm like,
well, this is what I was going to say. He seems like, you know, how there's B movies.
Yeah.
He's kind of like the B billionaire, ironically enough. He's one way or the other. Sometimes he's a liberal, so he's a conservative. He owns basketball people, you know, and that seems kind of racist.
He's the Tim Thomerson of, you know.
Yeah. You know, he's on that show where they have to, like, give money away for inventions. I mean, that's every commercial on, you know, Words with Friends.
I guarantee you right now there are people searching, who's Tim Thomerson? Tim Thomerson was the B-est of B-movie actors. He was in all of the B-movies. And as soon as you see his face, you'll be like, oh, that guy! Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, that's Mark Cuban, man. He's just saying, oh, that guy. Yeah, he's in a meme, you know. Yeah, the Republicans are like, "Hell, oh, he's so awesome." And then 2 seconds later, the Democrats are like, oh, my God, he's amazing. You know, yeah, he's just a B-billionaire.
Is that what you wanted to say about him?
Yeah, I didn't know about the Bitcoin stuff, and I root for Bitcoin, and I am, you know, I don't quite understand it. If there's one of those, what are they called? Electric magnetic pulses or whatever?
EMP, yep.
Yeah, what happens if, you know, what happens to our Bitcoin?
Yeah, what happens to your bank account?
Well, okay, so if there is an EMP,
yeah, exactly.
Like, you're not going to be able to get any cash out of your bank either.
Same thing,
However, that being said, I covered I think we mentioned it in maybe a speed round a couple of weeks ago, that Doge, for the first time, that's a different cryptocurrency if you're not familiar with it, was transmitted via radio broadcast.
Oh, that's cool.
So in the case of an EMP, as long as somebody somewhere, and it's very likely because governments build bunkers, people build, you know, stuff in the sides of mountains or whatever, mm-hmm. So there's going to be some electronics that still fire up post-EMP. And as long as some of those electronics are left over and can fire up, well, if they have a copy of any blockchain on them, the blockchain can then still be used, and as soon as more computers get, you know, repaired or built or whatever it takes, the blockchain can continue as if nothing happened, and people can actually transmit value OTA, over the air, right, via regular-ass radio, just like we're being broadcast on right now here on Free Talk Live.
Well, I would say, like, you know, like Mark Cuban's talking about the internet, and I tell people about Bitcoin. I said, well, just pretend it's 1995, 1996, and there's this company called Amazon, and in the future, they're going to deliver everything to your house.
Yeah, you
and
mean the bookstore?
No,
like,
no.
That can never happen.
Crazy.
You mean the website for books?
Yeah, they're going to deliver everything, that's even baby formula.
That's a crazy concept.
Exactly. Like, yeah, they're going to be worth
they're not
going
to be able to deliver baby formula now.
No, not unless you're from Canada.
Here's a quote. Crypto, this is Mark Cuban, a quote from him. Crypto, it's actually a tweet that he tweeted. Crypto is going through the lull that the internet went through. Oh, thanks. Oh, thank you, Captain Obvious.
Oh.
After the initial surge of the exciting apps, NFTs, DeFi, P2E, we saw the imitation phase as chains subsidized the movement of those apps to their chains, bandwidth, and storage subsidy startups in the 2000s. Thank you, Mark Cuban. You're such a brilliant prophet.
He's so much smarter than you, Captain.
I guess. Jack, did you have anything more to say? You said, I thought you had another topic.
I was just going to say, just nicely and politely, that I have family that remind me of a certain David from New Mexico. And they, with their knowledge of judges and their attention to detail, seem like they have a lot of times have a certain type of substance abuse that may put them in front of judges and make them have family problems. I'm being as polite as I can.
I see. You have a theory as to why a certain caller behaves in the manner that he does.
Yes, based on behavior I've seen before from close family.
Interesting.
So I care about him.
All right. Anything else?
I hope the best for him. No, that's it, man. Thanks, guys. Great show tonight. I don't know what you were doing, but it was awesome.
Yeah.
It's Kahuna. He's here.
It's Big Kahuna night here at Free Talk Live. Thanks for the call, Jack. We appreciate you. Yeah, an excellent baptism for the Big Kahuna as well.
Oh, thank you. I had a great time.
Yeah, it's been fun, and we hope to do it again. We'll have some... You know, some more shuffling around as time goes on and people, you know, take days off and summer's here and all that kind of stuff.
Big Kahuna night.
Yeah. So if you're around.
I will be around.
I'm happy to put you in the seat, of course. Just more.
What else did Cuban say?
More on Cuban.
More on Cuban.
Right.
I like that. That's great.
After a recent surge of exciting blockchain-based innovations in the crypto space, we already heard that, he compared this to the dot-com boom. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yes. In the 2000s, when internet startups behaved similarly, launching copycat products and promising returns before the bubble burst.
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying that all these other cryptocurrencies, right? And what happened with these companies? This is called competition, right?
Right.
So you see Bitcoin, the sort of the big daddy right now of cryptocurrencies, and then Ethereum came along and said, well, we want to do that, but we also want to, they had a different philosophy. We want to build like a computer in the sky that people can develop programs on. And other people saw both of these applications and went, well, we can do that. Right. And also, like, I'm a big fan of things like Monero, privacy coins in general, that type of a thing. So I want to see, you know, more features being developed. I want to see features on individual coins become default features in coins that don't have them.
And the Bitcoin browser.
That'd be sweet. We're out of time. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate you. Thank you, Big Kahuna. Thank you, Steve Classic. Thank you to our listeners. Peace.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.